and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Why did you have to ravel these headphones, Jeff? You are listening to the Parts Unknown show. I hope that you are well. Happy Easter to all of you. Enjoy the sounds of the Parts Unknown show.
I live here.
I live here.
I live here.
You're listening to the Parts Unknown show with, oh my gosh, what is going on with this computer? Looks like we have a bit of a weird situation here. Oh, wow. Well, let's see if we can make this work. This is the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR. And I am going to try to play an interview that I did with Jamie of Hotham Sound Recordings. And I am freaking out right now. And I hope that if I... Oh, no. So what would it be? Oh, my gosh. All right. Well... So something is going on with the computer, and I am wondering if I am able to, oh no, it is really, really weird. Let's see if it works. So, sorry for, oh wow, that is bizarre. Okay, so what I'm going to do first is try to figure out what is going on with the computer. And then I am, but in the meantime, I am going to tell you about Hotham Sound. Jamie joined me at this lovely headquarters of Hotham Sound Recordings. It is a label that stresses the beautiful sounds of the art of music. It's noises, drones, hush tones, just lots of things that I really, really like about music. I love melody. I like song. But I also love a good drone. And the Hotham Sound Recordings has lots of great performers. Most notably, Bulk Order, an album by Midi Janitor, lots of others that I can't think of right now because I'm kind of freaking out about whether or not I can play this interview. But every time that there is a holiday, then the bugs seem to enter the computer, which is quite a shame. But whatever, we'll try to make it work. Let's see what we can do. In the meantime, there was a little something that I wanted to play after the chat. So why don't I play it first? This is a track by Sean Evans. Now, the reason why I'm playing it is that Hotham Sound, the name of the record label, was taken from a little place in British Columbia that's right underneath Campbell River, and that's called Hotham Sound too. And I am thinking about it being a very desolate place, very tranquil, very quiet, not much going on, just the ripples of the water. And I asked Jamie, of the artists that are on his label, which best describes that kind of feeling? And he said that the last album by Sean Evans is just perfect for that. So I agree. The last album that Sean Evans did was an album called Wave, and I'm going to play a song called Gulf Stream. I also forgot to ask Jamie why he doesn't have the time elapses on any of these tracks, and I think I know the reason is to annoy me and annoy all DJs that want to play the music. So let's see if I can try to make this work. If not, I will work on something. So let's try this track by Sean Evans, and hopefully I can get a interview for you. Thank you very much for listening to the Parts Unknown Show with Chris on 101.9 CITR. This is Sean Evans. Thank you. You're listening to the Parts Unknown show. I'm here at the Hotham Sound headquarters with the founder, the CEO of Hotham Sound Recordings, Jamie Tollickson. Thank you very much for joining me. I wish it was under better circumstances. I know that you are a little under the weather.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me. I have been to this lovely place before to see an instrumental performance. Have you been playing many performances in this headquarters?
No, but we want to do more of that. That came about through Katie.
Your partner? Scribble?
She performs as Lorna Rowe.
Yes.
And so that show was a couple of our friends who she has performed with in the past doing acoustic sets. So.
And she's also in Survivalism?
That's right.
Yes. Had you ever performed in any of Katie's projects?
I played Shruti Box with her one time on stage.
Okay, I don't even know what that is.
It's an acoustic drone.
Sweet!
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome! I got to take a picture of it.
Yeah, for sure.
The music that you have been putting out by the artists are not very Lorna Rowe-ish. Lorna Rowe is kind of a roots folk kind of act. Would that be that'd be fair to say. The music on Hotham Sound is very experimental, droney, a lot of noises, a lot of synths, and by performers that it seems that you've been collecting works from people from very many parts of the world.
Well, it's supposed to. The idea for it was that it would be artists from the Pacific Northwest.
Sure.
And it is primarily that, except for the compilations we've done have had people from further out.
Yes.
But we primarily keep it people from around this part of the world.
Are you a music experimenter as well?
Yeah, I do music under the name Mount Maxwell.
You're Mount Maxwell.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Yes. I saw that your album was put out on Hotham Sound.
Yeah.
Crazy. How did that happen? Oh, that's fantastic. Have you always gravitated towards that type of musical expression?
Yeah, in terms of music, I've mainly been interested in terms of making music, electronic music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you made many albums before you had your own label?
No. I'd made a lot of stuff, but I kind of started the label because I wanted to release some of my music and I wanted to give it a context. I wanted to situate it in a context that made sense to me rather
sure.
than just sort of throwing it out into the void.
Hmm.
So the label was a good way to surround myself with artists that I admired and that I thought fit well with the music I was making.
Yes. So. It started in 2015?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's been around for quite some time.
Yeah, it still feels like I started it a couple months ago, but yeah, it's been a while now.
The first release was by someone named Kayix?
Yeah, that's my friend Keith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Keith still making music under that name?
I believe he is. I don't have a ton of contact with him.
Okay.
But he, I know he's always making music, but yeah, it's pretty, you know, far in between releases for him. He's done two things for us.
So two things. One big thing is the Drop Cities event that happened in February. It was a two-day event at the Red Gate, and it collected a whole bunch of artists that have, quite a few of them have released albums on your label. Was that the first event of its kind as part of Hotham Sound?
No, we've done a few shows. We've done shows at the Toast. We've done shows at Redgate before. We did a show at that venue, Static Jupiter.
I remember.
Yeah.
Is it still something?
I don't think so.
No, that's too bad.
It wasn't around very long.
No, it wasn't. It had quite a run.
Yeah, it did. It was a cool spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do a ton of shows, but it's fun to put them on occasionally. It takes a lot of energy to, I mean, especially Drop Cities, because we have 14 artists and
not just local too. Some from down the I-5.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, from everyone that went to the show, they said it was a jaw-dropping success. Did you kind of stand back and listen to all the noise that was resonating on the stage, and you were like, yes, I got it right?
I did feel really good about it. It felt like, I told a bunch of people, it felt like the show I'd always wanted to see. Everyone was amazing, and we kept the sets fairly short because there were so many people. So each person's set was about 20 minutes, which I thought might seem too short. But
so one track each?
Yeah. But it really worked. Like, it just sort of hummed along, and I think everyone got a lot out of it.
Oh, I've heard a lot of people... into the sounds, and I was talking to MIDI Janitor, who was a performer there, and he had his favorite performer. It wasn't just him that he enjoyed the music of. Did you find that the performers were really quite differing in their sound experimenting?
I did. Yeah, I mean, I guess someone coming to it from outside of electronic music might have found it all very samey sounding. You never know. But to me, it was very eclectic. And we tried to space it in such a way that it had some dynamics in terms of different people playing after one another, rather than just a similar sounding set one after another.
Do you feel that because it was a success that this might be a annual thing?
It might be. Yeah, it's I need to think about it, because it took so much time and effort that it was pretty exhausting.
Would totally understandable.
Yeah.
The last three releases, MIDI Janitor, for Fumaroles.
Yeah, I think that's how she pronounces it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Hudson Glover.
Yeah.
What is next?
What is next? What a perfect spot to crap out right there. And let's see if we can get it back to the same spot. What is next for Hotham Sound Records? Let's see if we can figure that out right now. And I am being told that I have to wait, which is a real shame. It's a real shame because I want to play it. I'm going to see if I can. I'm going to wait. All right. Well, at least I got 8 minutes of this, and I'm going to do it one more time. And if it's not going to work, then you got 8 minutes and 5 seconds. You know what? That's fine. I am going to tell you that there are new projects that are happening for Hotham Sound. Most notably, off the top of my head, the new V. Vecker album. So please stay tuned for that. I am sure that I am going to play the heck out of that, because I played lots of V. Vecker on my show before. Let's play one track more from this pretty fantastic label. This is Fumaroles, a performer out of Montreal that's on this lovely label, and I wanted to play the song, how about I play Cyclique from Fumaroles, and then we will return with more wonderful stuff on 101.9 CITR. Still the Parts Unknown Show. I am treading water like you wouldn't believe right now. From Montreal, that was Fumerals on the Hotham Sound Recordings label, run by my guest, Jamie. It was wonderful. I liked it. It was a little longer than that, but I already told you what we kind of talked about anyway. So I don't think that we need to talk about it anymore. Let's go on to some music, if I totally can. I am hoping. Oh, brother, this is a day that was, every time I have a long weekend show, it's supposed to be less stressful, not more stressful, but little bugs in both computers and still putting on a quality show. That's what you came for. you came to the Parts Unknown show on UBC Radio 101.9 CITR. This is new music from Monsoon Moon, now residing in Montreal, Quebec, but they used to live in Vancouver. One of the members of this band, the gentleman, is a very great video maker, and he made a video for me, and I love that video, and he did a fantastic job. But also, he plays some fantastic rock and roll with his partner, and I want to play it for you right now. This is from the upcoming EP Circulating, and the track is called Circulating. Let's hear it now. Hopefully, on the Parts Unknown show. This band, oh, please play. Oh, dear Lord. I'm going to stall. There is lots going on here, and I hope to keep this show going, but I might have to tap out, which is really unfortunate. But the computer is very, very slow moving right now. So what I would like to suggest, if it's not working in the next 5 seconds, then I am going to have to, oh dear, oh brother. Well, I think that I am going to have to say goodbye, which is totally unfortunate because I really like doing this show, but... The computer is not letting me play the things that I need to, so I think that I need to say farewell today, and I'm glad that I at least got to play the at least a big chunk of the interview that I had with Jamie of Hotham Sound Recordings and got to play a couple of the tunes. I'm going to try it one more time, and if it won't let me, then there's I think that I'm just going to have to say goodbye. The very unfortunate, but what are you going to do about it? Not much. Yes. It is not letting me, so I will give you a four-song, half-an-hour Parts Unknown show, and we'll try again next week. But thank you very much to Jamie, and thanks to his wonderful label for making such great music. Thanks for listening, and I will play a couple public service announcements if I'm allowed to. And see you next week.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with the second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to May 14th. 2023, committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought. DOXA will present both short and feature films from across Canada and around the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. The in-person festival will include live conversations with filmmakers as well as industry-specific events. The festival program will be announced soon. Visit doxafestival.ca for more information.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, boleros, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.